The beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program, Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues Etc. Hit the topic, the Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.
The time has come for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a good way to cap off the typical week of Issues Etc. We go back to our guests and to the conversations that we've had with them in the last 7 days or so. And what we do in the course of the week is actually listen to our guests. And it is remarkable how often Jeff and I, the producer of this program, will meet eyes across the glass, hearing in real time a soundbite of the week, and we just kind of mark the tape and proceed, and then we come back to it for you, our listeners, on Friday and present it to you as something we think you might enjoy, for whatever reason, seeing a soundbite of the week. It's a very easy little game we like to play. We play the soundbites, then you listen, and you vote. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get top priority, 877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, by sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. So all we need you to do is listen and then get ready to vote for Soundbite of the Week this week here on Issues Etc. Soundbite number one this week comes from a caller, Herman, and he's talking, a great analogy, I think, about Issues Etc. and its apologetic artillery.
Just wanted to appreciate the right on target up front. Here it is now, apologetic presentation that Issues Etc. is doing. It is reminiscent of in World War II at the Battle of the Bulge. There was one of the few forward remaining American artillery positions left facing the enemy that kept up a battery fire 24 hours, so much that snow had to be put on the barrel of the artillery piece to keep it from overheating. And you're all doing that kind of job there. And remember the marathon you did last year for 24 hours. So with the Holy Spirit and the coffee maker there at the Issues Etc. studio suite, you're sort of like a good ground crew that can keep Pastor Wilkin up in his apologetic fighter plane out there and going back and forth, scoring aces. So thank you very much.
All right, that's soundbite number one, caller Herman on Issues Etc.'s apologetic artillery. Do you want it to be soundbite of the week? Give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Heath Curtis. We were talking about Lent and Ash Wednesday. Here are his thoughts on the Reformation and Lent.
The Reformation, in fact, can really be seen as a reform in penance, of the sacrament of penance, of how Christians repent. In fact, Luther's first thesis of the 95 Theses is when Christ said repent, he meant for the whole life of the Christian to be one of repentance. As opposed to repentance is something I do, and then I'm moving on to the next thing. Lutherans think of the Christian life as a constant returning to God. I'm a broken person. I live in a broken world. It's going to continually drag me away from Him. I need to be brought back by the power of the Holy Spirit in word and sacrament. And Lent has been a tool, a very ancient tool, that the church has used to take a special time of the year, a little more than a tithe of the year, and to bring the whole community together and say, you know, brothers, sisters, let's think about the deep things of God together again as a community and look forward to Easter, the greatest feast of the year, our greatest celebration. Let us look forward to that with a time of repentance and prayer.
That is soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, the Reformation and Lent. Vote 877-623-MYIE at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Now that brings us to soundbite number three this week from Dr. Ken Sherb. We were coming to the end of a very long series with him, a 9-part weekly series on the Christian's mission, and he had some very good thoughts on the pastoral ministry and the necessity for pastors.
A lot of people in Christendom these days have claimed that pastors are more like anchors holding the church back with respect to mission than they are like propellers driving her forward in the mission. They can act as if things would really be improved if mission depended entirely on laypersons. Often these people end up ignoring or downplaying the fact that Christ himself established the office of the ministry. They speak instead of the ministry as belonging to the laity and of pastors as, well, more or less trainers. Trainers for the people who do the real ministry. The risen and ascended Lord gives us the gift of pastors. The whole reason why pastors are here is to give Christ's gifts to people. That is, by Jesus' own command and institution, pastors proclaim his life-giving word. By giving his church pastors, the Lord reminds us that the Christian faith is not whatever we make it out to be. He holds his messengers responsible to proclaim his word, and they are responsible to him above all. Without the office of the ministry, as one astute observer has put it, the word can easily disappear into a swamp of cultural relativism.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Dr. Ken Sherb, on the necessity of pastors. And here's soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We were talking about what is worship, and he had this to say about Rick Warren's backward view of worship.
There's a false humility that undergirds almost all of evangelical piety, and it'll go something like this. When you pray, you don't just pray and ask God for things. When you pray, you give God thanks. You give him thanks, you give him praise, you give him your life, etc. When you worship, it's not about getting something from God or getting something out of it, or as Rick Warren said, it's not for your own benefit, it's for God. You're giving him something. You're praising him. You're glorifying him for his gifts and for who he is and for all of this sort of stuff. And this comes across as this great humility. It's not about you. It's about standing there serving God. But the problem is it's a false humility because undergirding it is this assumption, I have something that God doesn't. I mean, if you're giving something to God, that is what you have to assume. I've got some praise, and God wants it, so I'm going to give it to him. I've got some effort, and God wants it, so I'm going to serve him with it. I've got some sort of special insight, and God doesn't, so I'm going to give it to him. And that is really nothing other than idolatry. God does not need anything from us. Here the psalm is Psalm 50, where God says, "The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to the Lord, and if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you." Because God is not interested in getting things from us, but rather in giving things to us. So when we pray, we ask God for things. That's what prayer is. And when we worship, we're receiving things from him. It might seem like a kind of a selfishness or an arrogance to Rick Warren, but it's exactly how the Bible gives it to us. God is the giver, and we are on the receiving end of his gifts. That's what it means to be a Christian.
Well, that's soundbite number four. On the other side of this break, it's time for your votes for soundbite of the week. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 11th of March. Time for you to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Phone callers get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The listener with the best vote this hour will get the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after this.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to IssuesETC.org and click Find a Church. Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, March the 11th. I'm Todd Wilkin. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. At our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-6943. Up first, Ron is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Ron.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What's your vote?
Well, I'd like to vote for the pastor who wanted to remark about Rick Warren's view of worship. I think that it's a very compelling thing that he wanted to clarify, and it was very... he's absolutely right what he said about Rick Warren's view. And it's not Rick Warren's alone. It's that of a lot of other people, I think, as well. Just a minute.
Ron, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. So that's one vote for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Rick Warren's backward view of worship. Next up comes Scott in Altamont, Illinois. Scott, thanks for waiting on the line.
Hi, Pastor. Mark up another one for Pastor Brian Wolfmuller. It's the only one that really made me say, wow, that nails it. Etymologically speaking, the word worship is a misnomer for what actually happens when the church gathers in Christ's name. The word worship actually comes to us from Middle English as a corruption of worthship, as in adding worth to God. When one speaks of quote-unquote praise and worship teams, by and large, that's what most of them think they are doing. But in the Lutheran paradigm, we have the correct name for the events of the Lord's Day. Gottesdienst, literally divine service. God is giving us his gifts. We praise God the way he taught us to praise him, through the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs he gave us in the scriptures. That's how we can avoid addressing God as if he's a beggar. Pastor Wolfmuller delivers the facts correctly, succinctly, and cogently. Absolutely. Well said. No contest.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Altamont. We're voting for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number one, caller Herman on Issues Etc.'s Apologetic Artillery. Soundbite number two, Pastor Heath Curtis on the Reformation and Lent. Soundbite number three, Dr. Ken Sherb on the necessity for pastors. And soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Rick Warren's backward view of worship. Here's a vote from Matt in Justice, Illinois. He says, excellent soundbites all around, and an honorable mention goes to Herman for reminding us of your excellent Issues Etc. 24 marathon. My vote, however, goes to Ken Sherb. He is correct in diagnosing a problem in the church today, that the pastor's vocation is to train the laity who are real ministers and evangelists of a congregation. Rather, the correct vocation of a pastor is as, quote, a servant of Christ and a steward of the mysteries of God, men worthy of double honor. When the vocation of pastor and the vocation of lay member are correctly defined and faithfully adhered to in mutual love, they become like the two blades of a pair of scissors and tend to work together beautifully. I like that analogy, Matt. Thanks to Pastor Sherb for reminding the church to give thanks for her pastors and reminding pastors to give thanks for the people under their care. Matt, thanks for listening in Justice, Illinois. This one comes from Harold, I believe. He votes for Pastor Curtis. That would be soundbite number two. He says, by the way, I'm voting through the beta version of the Issues Etc. iPhone app. Well, thank you very much. We have some people out there testing the Issues Etc. iPhone app for us. Let's see. Ann is listening in St. Louis. Ann, thanks for waiting.
Oh, hi. I'm with number four again, too. And I'm trying to write things down so fast when they're speaking. Basically, he said, to be a Christian is to be on the receiving end of Jesus Christ. And everything I learned this week at church and any place, all the messages were delivered with such clarity, and I just love that. So I guess in a nutshell, that's what he said. We are on the receiving end of Jesus Christ. That's awesome.
And thank you very much. See, that's the way it is. A soundbite is one of those things that you can reach in, grab one of those things that stays with you, good, bad, or ugly. That's what makes for a soundbite of the week. Let's see. Mark in Sioux City, Iowa says, my vote goes to soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, because it so effectively exposes the wrongheadedness of evangelical worship in America today. They just can't seem to get over themselves. They mouth salvation by Christ alone, but their practice says just the opposite, no matter how good, no matter how well intended. Thank you for that vote, and thanks for listening in Iowa City, Iowa. Our Issues Etc. book of the month is called The Faith Alive Student Study Bible. Now, normally I'm not big on study Bibles, but this one is a real study Bible. It's not one of these things that highlights certain passages just for the kiddos or for young people. It's one of those that highlights the passages that apply to us all, especially those, and they're not hard to find, Old and New Testament, that show us Christ and Him crucified for us sinners. That's a great study Bible, the golden thread that goes all the way through all of Scripture. It's called the Faith Alive Student Study Bible. Its contributor, its major contributor, is a regular guest here on Issues Etc., Dr. Carl Fricantcher, and that is enough to recommend it alone. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Faith Alive Student Study Bible for somebody you know, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Alicia in Korea says, I love the picture painted in soundbite number one. Number four gets my vote, however, as it makes an important point and is a good and needed point to remember. Thanks for listening in Korea, Alicia. Judy in Delaware says, number two, Pastor Heath Curtis, the necessity of pastors without number three, I think, the necessity of pastors. Without them assisting in examining our lives and doctrine closely and equipping us for the ministry to the saints, we would be helpless sheep, unstable, blown about by the winds of doctrine. We need to be praying for our pastors. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Delaware. In Kansas, Bonnie says, soundbite number four, Pastor Wolfmiller, the anti-Warren soundbite, so much of the U.S., wouldn't have blinked at Rick Warren's comments about worship. Poor people. We need more pastors like Pastor Wilkin and Pastor Wolfmiller. Well, let's say Wolfmiller, and thanks very much, Bonnie. Mike in New Mexico says, hard to decide between number one and number four. Both excellent, but I think I'll vote for four because of the idea that we worship to be served by God instead of to serve Him is a profound and perplexing notion to most Christians. Yet, that's what the Bible teaches. When I first heard this expounded several months ago, it was an epiphany to me, and the shackles of worship are broken. Well, that brings us to our winner this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Rick Warren's Backward View of Worship.
There's a false humility that undergirds almost all of evangelical piety. And it'll go something like this. When you pray, you don't just pray and ask God for things. When you pray, you give God thanks. You give Him thanks. You give Him praise. You give Him your life, etc. When you worship, it's not about getting something from God or getting something out of it, or as Rick Warren said, it's not for your own benefit. It's for God. You're giving Him something. You're praising Him. You're glorifying Him for His gifts and for who He is and for all of this sort of stuff. And this comes across as this great humility. It's not about you. It's about standing there serving God. But the problem is it's a false humility, because undergirding it is this assumption: I have something that God doesn't. I mean, if you're giving something to God, that is what you have to assume. I've got some praise, and God wants it, so I'm going to give it to Him. I've got some effort, and God wants it, so I'm going to serve Him with it. I've got some sort of special insight, and God doesn't, so I'm going to give it to Him. And that is really nothing other than idolatry. God does not need anything from us. Here the psalm is Psalm 50, where God says, "The cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord, and if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you." Because God is not interested in getting things from us, but rather in giving things to us. So when we pray, we ask God for things. That's what prayer is. And when we worship, we're receiving things from Him. It might seem like a kind of a selfishness or an arrogance to Rick Warren, but it's exactly how the Bible gives it to us. God is the giver, and we are on the receiving end of His gifts. That's what it means to be a Christian.
All right. That's winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, according to your votes. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Rick Warren's Backward View of Worship. The LPR bundle package this Friday goes to Mike in New Mexico. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Thanks to everybody who voted. We had a lot of votes that we weren't able to get to, but we totaled them up. So thanks to everybody who played Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. When you go to church this weekend, please invite your fellow parishioners, those who sit in front of you, behind you, right next to you, to listen to Issues, Etc. next week. We've got some great programming. We'll kick it off Monday on Issues, Etc. We'll be talking about the spiritual life of Albert Pujols. He's not only some say the greatest baseball player alive today, he also is a man of very deep and outspoken Christian faith. Scott Lamb, co-author of the new biography of Albert Pujols, will be our guest Monday on Issues, Etc. I think Pastor Wolfmiller says it quite well, and that would be so profound if we could convince the likes of Rick Warren and those who follow him that it's not only what makes worship, receiving Christ's gifts from God who serves us, but it's what makes a Christian, receiving Christ's gifts from God. That's what makes us Christians, Christ's gifts of forgiveness won at the cross. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address: Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.